Okay, we continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Peah, and today we're doing Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis, Zayis Shenimsa. Again, we're talking about Shichcha when it comes to trees, when it comes to an olive tree. So Zayis Shenimsa Omeid Bein Shalosh Shuros Shel Shnei Malbeinim V'Shichcha Eino Shichcha. So imagine like a tic-tac-toe board. So you have nine boxes. So each of those boxes is an olive tree, and the middle box, the center box, is the olive tree that you forgot. The only thing is between the three rows of the tic-tac-toe board, you also have stretches or blocks of land. So if you have an olive tree that's in that middle of the tic-tac-toe board, it is the middle tree, and there are two strips of land separating the three rows, and you forgot that middle tree, eino shichcha, that is not considered to be shichcha, meaning the assumption is that the only reason you forgot it is because it was obscured from view, and therefore that's not considered to be shichcha. It's only shichcha if you actually forget something, not if there's some external reason for forgetting it, like the fact that it's obscured from view. If you have an olive tree that produces two sa'a of olives and you forget it, that is also not called shicha, because two sa'a of olives is the same, just like by grain. We said that if it's two sa'a or more, then it's not going to be shicha. So by olives, we say the same thing, that if it's two sa'a, then it's not going to be called shicha. Bamed var mamurim bezman. So what's this bamed var mamurim going on? So you would think naturally it's going on the last halacha we just said, but it's not. It's qualifying something from the previous mishnah. The Bartanura points out, bamed var mamurim amas nisan del el kamahader. This phrase goes back to the previous mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, the Tanan, where the Mishnah said, "Bezayis hanatufa b'shaito v'shchacho eino shichcha," that if you have an olive tree that is outstanding in that it produces, it drips with oil, and you forget it, that's not called shichcha. So that we say, when do we say that such a chashva olive tree is not going to be called shichcha? Bamed var mamurim. That's only if you never even started to cut the dates off of the tree. But if you began to cut the olives off of that tree, even if the tree is an outstanding tree and it produces olives that produce so much oil, it's still going to be considered shichcha when you forget the rest of the olives on that tree. Kolzman she yesh lo tachtov, yesh lo barosho. And now the Mishnah tells us, well, how long do we say you still consider it to be in the act of harvesting that tree? And when do we say, you know what, you forgot about it already. You've already left, you've already moved on, and you have forgotten it, and it is therefore shichcha. So the Mishnah brings two opinions. Number one, Tanakama says, kolzman she yesh lo, as long as you still have olives under the tree, then yeshlo barosho. Then we assume that the olives that are on that are still on the tree are not forgotten about, and you could still go back and get them. It's not considered to be shichcha. The Bartanura writes, "Im nizkar balazesim in azesim shashachach bilan boch yeshlo zesim tachtav." If the owner of the tree realizes that he still has olives attached to the tree while olives have still not been collected from under the tree, the detached olives that have fallen under the tree have not yet been collected, yachalachs or lalaktan, he can go back up the tree and pick the olives that are still attached to the tree. V'lo chashiva shichcha. That's not called shichcha. Masha shachach berosh ha'ilan. That which he forgot at the top of the tree. Ela achash lo nishru lo zesim tachas ha'ilan. It's only called shichcha when he doesn't have any olives left underneath the tree. The Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, because of Harash. Harash says, well, wait a second. If we try to compare the dinim of shichcha when it comes to a tree to the dinim of shichcha when it comes to grain, we'll have a problem. He says, "V'tamili, ma'ishna me'omer she'enu matzila sakama." Why should this be any different than a pile of grain, where a pile of grain located right next to standing grain does not prevent the standing grain from being shichcha? Meaning, just because you still remembered the pile of grain does not necessarily mean that you're still going to remember the standing grain, and the standing grain is going to therefore be shichcha. Isn't this exactly the same thing? You have olives under the tree, so those olives are already detached, and you remember about those, so why does that prevent the olives that are still attached to the tree, which would correspond to the standing grain, why does it prevent that from being shichcha? By grain, the detached grain does not prevent the attached grain from being shichcha, so why should detached olives prevent the attached olives from being shichcha? So says the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger in the name of the Rosh, v'shema derech melakte zesim ba'ot sheyesh lem zesim tachas ilan, kishemavim ha'zesim istaklin l'mayla, miyesh zesim l'mayla. mehem, that maybe the natural way of going to collect olives that have fallen under the tree is that when you go and you collect them, you naturally look up to look in the tree and see if there are any more olives that are still in the tree. And since that is natural, that is a normal way to collect olives from under the tree, maybe that's why it's not considered to be shichcha, because we know that you're going to go and look up that tree. But anyway, all of that is one opinion as to what the limit is. At what point we say you have still not forgotten the olives that are on the tree. But Rameir says a different gather, mishatele chamachve, that it's when the person who goes and seeks out all of the extra olives on the tree has abandoned that tree, only then do we assume that you're done with the tree and whatever was forgotten is shichcha. But prior to that, even if you've picked all the olives from under the tree, then whatever is on top of the tree, whatever is still on the tree, whatever is still attached to the tree, is not going to be shichcha. Okay, so we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Peret. So now we move from shichcha to Peret. Peret is the same as leket, except Peret is on grapes and leket is on grain. So Peret means that if you have single grapes that fall off of the cluster when you're harvesting the grapes, so those single grapes that fall off of the cluster go to aniyim. So Ezu Peret Anosher b'shas habetzira, that which comes off of the cluster as you're harvesting the grape. Hayabotzer, but let's say you were harvesting and akatz etz eshkol, and you cut the cluster, but then huspach ba'olim, it gets tangled in the leaves, and because of the tangling of the cluster in the leaves, nafal miyado la'aretz, it falls from your hand onto the ground, v'nifrat, and because you drop it, the impact on the ground causes certain grapes to come off of the cluster, harei shel balabais. That's not called peret. That you get to keep, the balabais gets to keep, that doesn't have to go to aniyim, that's considered to be an external factor that caused those grapes to fall down. It wasn't in a natural way. Let's say a person wants to avoid having to leave peret for the aniyim. So what does he do? He gets a giant basket and he puts it underneath a grapevine at the time that he's being boats, or at the time that he's harvesting, so that the basket will catch all of the grapes, and then none of them will fall to the floor, and he'll be able to bring all of them home. So says the Mishnah, Hareze gozel es aniyim. That is stealing from the aniyim. Now one might say, well, that sounds a little harsh, meaning it is yours because your basket caught it. So it's just that you're depriving the aniyim, but it's not really stealing from the aniyim. So says the Bartanura, no, it's really stealing from the aniyim. The peret b'nishiraso zachu ba'aniyim kodem shi'agi la'aretz. The din of peret is that the second it goes off of the vine, it already belongs to the aniyim. It doesn't have to hit the ground to belong to the aniyim. So the fact that it's caught in your kli does not help a single bit. And the Mishnah therefore concludes, Al Zanemar, Al Tasik Velodim, that don't encroach on someone else's territory, that you shouldn't violate the boundary of the Olim, of the poor people. The assumption is that poor people are referred to as Olim. So you see that you're not supposed to, then we said, and the Bartanura says, where do we see poor people are referred to as Olim? Mefurish le'el b'perakeh. What's he talking about? Mefurish le'el b'perakeh. Because if you recall back in Perakeh, back on Mishnah Vav, I think it was in Perakeh, we said that it's a lashon sagi nahar, that olim is a euphemism for poor people, that because they've really been yori, l'toch anius, they've fallen into poverty, and we're calling them olim. So it really doesn't say al tasek gvul olim. The pasuk really says in Mishlei al tasek gvul olam, that you shouldn't violate the established boundary of the world, meaning you can't steal land by moving boundary markers. But the Mishnah understands that it's as if it says olim, that don't violate the boundary of the poor people, that you shouldn't encroach on that which the poor people are entitled to. So to summarize, Mishnah Beis taught us that if you have an olive tree that's right in the middle of the tic-tac-toe board and you forget about it, that's not considered shichcha. And then the Mishnah Beis taught us that if there's two of olives on the tree, that's not going to be shichcha. It's too much produce to be shichcha. And then we said that all the things about special, spectacular trees that couldn't possibly be forgotten, that's only true that they don't have a din of shichcha if you never even started to harvest them, but if you started to cut the grapes from them, to cut the olives from them, then they will have a din of shicha on whatever you didn't cut. And then we had two deos in the Mishnah. At what point we assume that something can now become shicha? What point is it considered to have been forgotten? Either as soon as you pick up all the olives from under the tree, or as soon as the machveh, the person who goes and checks the tree for any extra olives, has already done his examination. Then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that the din of peret, that which comes off naturally from the grapevine, not that which came off because the cluster got tangled and fell to the ground, but that which comes off naturally from the grapevine is peret. But if a person puts a basket underneath the grapevines when he's harvesting in order to catch those grapes, that's considered to be that he's stealing from the aniyim, he's being masig gavul olim, he's doing something terribly wrong. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalit.